Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, October 20th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Looks like they're finally stepping up. Thanks to the Commission on Presidential Debates, microphones will be muted at Thursday's debate so that President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden can each have 2 minutes of uninterrupted time to answer each debate topic. After those first 2 minutes, the presidential candidates will participate in an open debate with mics on. Thursday's 90-minute showdown includes 6 segments that are each 15 minutes long, allowing 9 minutes of open debate for each topic. The commission said in a statement that it, quote, had determined it is appropriate to adopt measures intended to promote adherence to agreed-upon rules and inappropriate to make changes to those rules. The changes come after Trump's chaotic behavior with Biden last month. The president repeatedly shouted over the former vice president as he tried to speak. President Trump's latest election attack has been mocking Joe Biden's adherence to follow the advice of impartial scientists during the coronavirus pandemic. But now, Biden is pushing back against the president in a new campaign ad. The 25-second ad titled "Listen to Scientists" is part of the Biden campaign's overall digital push in key battleground states. The spot features audio of Trump chastising Biden for using factual and scientific evidence to formulate his plan to fight COVID-19. In the clip, Trump can be heard saying, quote, "If I listened totally to the scientists, as images of masked medical professionals and others suffering under excruciating conditions are shown." The president's quote used in Biden's campaign ad comes from a peculiar jab Trump made at his opponent while campaigning in Nevada. At that rally, Trump said, quote, "If I listened totally to the scientists, we would right now have a country that would be in a massive depression instead of, we're like a rocket ship. Take a look at the numbers." Ooh, they called him out. ExxonMobil issued a clarification on Twitter Monday evening after President Trump claimed he could easily call on the oil company's CEO for a large campaign donation at any time. At an Arizona campaign event Monday afternoon, Trump laid out a hypothetical conversation in which he asked the CEO, quote, "How are you doing? How's energy coming? When are you doing the exploration? Oh, you need a couple of permits?" When I call the head of Exxon, I say, "You know, I'd love for you to send me $25 million for the campaign." "Absolutely, sir." Having been made aware of Trump's comments, the company said such an exchange, quote, "never happened." This sounds like it came straight out of a sci-fi movie. There have reportedly been a series of mysterious attacks involving disturbing sounds that have caused U.S. diplomats in Cuba and China to experience an array of alarming symptoms, including memory loss and migraines. Those symptoms have also been reported in other countries, like Russia. The New York Times reports that a CIA officer believes he was attacked in December 2017 when he suddenly experienced vertigo in a Moscow hotel room that later led to unending migraines that got so bad he had to retire. Other senior CIA officers have reported similar incidents while abroad, suggesting that a foreign entity, most likely Russia, is behind the brain attacks. According to the Times, the Trump administration has been less than transparent about the attacks, likely because State Department officials and the president are worried about damaging relations with the countries. The newspaper said it found that the State Department has withheld basic information on cases from Congress and, quote, ignored outside medical diagnoses. Brittany Smith, the Alabama mom who killed her alleged rapist, is speaking out about her decision to suddenly plead guilty to a murder charge, calling it the, quote, lesser of two evils. In a jailhouse interview, the 32-year-old told AL.com that it was too risky to roll the dice at a criminal trial and face a possible life sentence for the 2017 shooting. Instead, she was sentenced to 20 years in prison, most of which is suspended. Smith said, quote, "I'm not a murderer, but when it's the lesser of two evils, what can you do?" She went on to say that this would soon be over, adding, quote, "It's going to be behind me. It's a good feeling. After the rough waters, smooth sailing." As if 2020 has not been horrifying enough, beloved actor Jeff Bridges announced Monday evening on Twitter that he's battling cancer, tweeting that he has been diagnosed with lymphoma. The actor added that, although it is a serious disease, he feels fortunate to have a great team of doctors and that, quote, "the prognosis is good." He said he is starting treatment and will keep fans posted on his recovery. The 70-year-old Oscar winner and Big Lebowski star said he's grateful for his family and friends and ended the note by urging his fans, quote, "to go vote, because we are all in this together." That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.